Time to Talk podcasts, and chief podcast reviewer at Stuff is Katie Atkin. She's in the studio with me. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you. Always look forward to your picks. The first one we're going to talk about this week is Fiasco Season 2. Let's listen to a little clip.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency.
Did you make a mistake in sending arms to Tehran, sir?
No.
It involved secret arms trafficking in Iran, a covert war in Nicaragua, an attempt to buy back American hostages in Lebanon, and the destruction of lots and lots of evidence in Washington, D.C.
And I'm not taking any more questions in just a second.
It became known as Iran-Contra.
Sounds good, and it comes from somebody with a bit of a pretty good record in podcasts.
Yeah, a bit nervous about reviewing this one in case they actually ever hear this. this one is Fiasco Season 2, as you said. It's from the Slow Burn creator. His name's Leon Nafeik, and he created Slow Burn when he was at Slate a couple of years ago, but more recently has joined the subscription-driven podcast app called Luminary. So this one you have to pay for. So at Slate, Nafeik and his production partner, Andrew Parsons, created Slow Burn, which is sort of like a contemporary history series, I would say.
But it works very, very well.
Oh, it's fantastic. It's this is like the Rolls Royce of podcasting, yeah. I think. So he covered, in season one of Slow Burn, covered the Watergate scandal and then the Clinton impeachment, which I know you've listened to.
Yeah.
And
so good.
He's such a great storyteller, and he manages to pull together heaps of diverse kind of narratives as well as people, and take a look back at political events, really. Yeah. So season one of Fiasco was launched last year, and it looked at the Bush versus Gore election, and specifically looked at Florida and how that obviously changed the outcome of the election. And this new one, getting to it, season two, is about the Reagan administration and
would be fascinating.
And the Iran-Contra deal. So, I'm a child of the 70s, but in the 80s, I was probably listening to, you know, Bananarama. I wasn't really interested in the Iran-Contra deal.
But even you would have heard the name Oliver North, right?
Absolutely. So you would have heard Oliver North. And then more recently, in the last few years, there was a movie about Ben Affleck where they did the thing about the Iranian hostages and things. So people might know the story, but it is quite obscure. And in essence, it was a deal with secret arms were traded to free American hostages in Lebanon. And it used funds from those arms to then support an armed conflict in Nicaragua. And in the first episode of this, in his true kind of masterful way, he pulls together the background of this. So for someone who doesn't know, there was a military coup in Grenada, which is another island near Nicaragua. There's 1,000 medical students, US students on there, and Oliver North ordered the invasion to kind of get these, a military invasion to get these US students out. So the first episode centres on this guy called Kevin Katke, who was a maintenance man at Macy's and fancied himself as a little bit of a kind of, oddball operator, and decided to go to Jamaica and Grenada and try and enlist like right wing. I mean, it's so unbelievable.
Yeah.
So he was not a member of the Secret Services or the Forces or anything. And somehow managed
the work that must go into these podcasts.
Yeah, and somehow manages to come to, you know, to evolve from maintenance man to getting to know Oliver North. And then you kind of listening to it thinking that that's not how the government's supposed to work. Like, this is a kind of freewheeling right-wing guy who says, I'll bring down communism and I'll help you. And basically, the CIA didn't have any people on the ground there, so Katke and his guys went in. That's basically how it happened. So that's just episode one. So it goes on and it's absolutely phenomenal. It kind of highlights the people that kind of come into this Reagan administration was kind of like, well, you can do anything that you want to do as long as you're kind of covert and you're trying to bring down communism. That seems to be the thing. And the Iran-Contra thing is quite complicated and obscure, but I feel like with this podcast, Nafeik just wants to change that. He really wants to reconstruct it. And if you're thinking about how it might relate to present day, if you think of, say, someone like the Trump administration, it just shows that really, government is just a bunch of people. Like, the fact that they're kind of like individuals, the fact that they're just temporarily in charge of these huge institutions doesn't make them any like more great. It's just that they, you know, and if you kind of understand them as individuals, then you understand why the world is the way it is, I think.
Yeah.
But it's kind
of
like
that
the
so
use
many of them
of,
were chosen for their electability rather than
absolutely.
For their competence.
And you know, more recently, what Trump has done with his cabinet and his staff, you know, these are not bureaucrats. They are people in business. And I think as well, the use of kind of non-governmental people to carry out government policy in secrecy is unbelievable, but just that's what happened. And Nafeek's podcast, the way they've all launched, like the Watergate one launched just at the time of the Mueller scandal. You know, the Clinton impeachment one landed at the same time as Me Too. This one, you know, in January, Trump ordered the you know, assassination of Iranian general, and now here's Iran-Contra one. So I think Leon Nafeek should make a podcast about world peace, and then maybe that'll happen. Yeah. But this is just amazing. I mean, the other part of this is that Luminary, the app, the subscription app, has been previously unavailable in New Zealand. It just became available this week, and you can subscribe, download the app, and you can subscribe. You get 7 days free to test it out. Also, as well as fantastic shows as Fiasco, there's a Trevor Noah podcast, Under the Skin with Russell Brand, Celeste Barber. There's a whole bunch of
and a new thing, right? Trying to monetize podcasts.
So Luminary's been active for over a year now in Australia, America and the UK. They've just launched into Ireland, South Africa, New Zealand. This is the next wave. So it's about $8 a month if you want to subscribe. I've obviously got it, and it's filling up new titles. It's just an extra kind of. They've obviously got the same true crime, politics, all the other things, but it's a really new thing as well.
They're asking people to pay for something that they previously got for free, which is always quite difficult, particularly on the internet.
Well, one of the reasons that someone like Nafeek moved from Slate to Luminary was because it was a subscription podcast, which then had you know, more money to invest in the making and production of these podcasts. So you are getting unique and limited kind of series that exclusives that you can't get anywhere else. So if that's your bag and podcasting your thing, hands up me.
Great.
Then, you know, I'm on board. But it's just, again, as I say, it's a new thing that's launched and we're in new territory for them to explore. So maybe there'll be some Kiwis on there soon too.
So that's called Fiasco Season 2 on Luminary Premium. And the other podcast that Katie Atkin is going to talk about today is Down the Hill. Let's listen to a clip.
Police are also examining this Snapchat photo. It was taken just before both girls disappeared.
I made the announcement that the girls had been found and it was not to a good end.
We are investigating this as a crime scene. We suspect foul play.
Law enforcement is saying that one of the girls actually took video on her iPhone. They say it was right before she was murdered.
It's amazing that we have a video, we have a still photograph, we have sound, and we don't know who this person is.
It could be half of the white males in Carroll County.
To the killer who may be in this room. We likely have interviewed you. We know that this is about power to you, and you want to know what we know. And one day, you will.
I'm hooked.
This is true crime, podcast true crime at its best. This is called Down the Hill, the Delphi murders. And I feel like in New Zealand we probably wouldn't have heard as much about this as they have in America.
Sometimes an advantage, right? I just watched that Don't Mess With Cats on Netflix.
Yes.
And it was so good knowing nothing about that case.
Absolutely.
Even though in North America it was like headline news every day.
Yeah, I think this is quite similar. This podcast has been made by HLN, which is Headline News, the cable arm of CNN. It's their first kind of foray into podcasting. So obviously they've got quite a good news resource behind them. And it shows. So it's well-researched. It's Down the Hill, the Delphi murders. It's about, in 2017, two teenage girls who were hiking in the Delphi trails in Indiana went missing. They didn't turn up after their day out. They were Abby Williams, who was 13, and Libby German, who was 14. So there was a volunteer and police search that night, and then ultimately the next morning their bodies were found near this bridge. And it was obviously really shocking for the town. There's only 3,000 people in the town of Delphi, and it's quite rural in Indiana as well, so not a lot of police and emergency service on board. But they obviously, as media outlets kind of came, you know, two young girls killed, so did a lot of law enforcement. So this podcast aims to look at the police investigation. First and foremost, it's not looking to solve the case as such, but to make an understanding of it. So when they found the girls and they found their possessions, on one of the girls' smartphones, they found a Snapchat video of a man who is potentially the murderer or someone who would have seen them very close to the time of the murder. And he says the phrase, "girls down the hill." So even though they have this kind of grainy video and a photo and his audio, they still have not managed to solve this murder. So there's been over 50,000 leads, I think, that they've followed up. They've got the FBI involved. So it's just a bit of a mystery, really. The podcast is very American in that it's got chapters within each episode. They pause. Here we are at CNN Tower again. And we're, you know, and they're reflecting on each part. They've got interviews with all of the family members, which is quite amazing considering that this is only 3 years ago and there's not really been a lot of distance, but there's definitely the sense that these families are so desperate to find out what happened to their girls. And they were best friends and spent a lot of time together, so the families also know each other. And as I say, there's only 3,000 people in the town, so it's obviously quite a close-knit community. So the kind
there's also, I'm just looking online, a really grainy photo of this person of interest.
That's right. And they've followed up lots of leads on who this could be with no... I mean, you just think... In the way that we live now with having smartphones, that it's fantastic that there's this evidence. But the fact that this person has not been found, he's either gone to ground, you know, living off the grid somewhere, or there's people protecting him, or maybe potentially he's got nothing to do with it. But it's just so they're delving into the family relationships, the leads that were followed up, what the police did. It's fascinating. There's only 3 episodes so far. There will be 8, I believe. So it's one to get into if you're a lover of true crime. And it's top in the charts everywhere. So it's the latest kind of... It's not serial-esque, but, I mean, there is a good opportunity with this kind of one that it could be like The Teacher's Pet or Up and Vanished, whereas the podcast shines more light and more attention on it. There could be... a resolution, and that ultimately that's what people want when they listen to this.
I see there's a news story from 3 weeks ago and they've actually named a person. I wonder if that will pop up in the podcast.
Well, that's what I mean. There will be leads that I think, as I say, there's over 50,000. There will be ones that they sort of go down and maybe, you know, it's just fascinating. I feel like the fact that they've got all this evidence or, you know, and DNA being what it is, you kind of think, how is this unsolved? So we'll find out.
Great. That one's called Down the Hill, The Delphi Murders. And Katie Atkin is our podcast reviewer. Great choices as per, Katie. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Bye.